Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Gutteridge moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Bess covering, for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Clift moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Blair reaches second base with a double. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is walked intentionally. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hollingsworth drops the ball. Krivic moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Krivic moves to third. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Suter scores. Vallow moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walesa is walked intentionally. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. Bess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hayes scores. Walesa moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Frank Biskin now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter throws to second for one, and Walesa throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cullenbine scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuillan moves to second. Dick Fowler now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuillan moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine throws the ball into Clift, who relays the ball to Gutteridge, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Suter scores. Vallow moves to third. One out. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into left field. Cullenbine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Siebert moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Walesa hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift bunts towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Hayworth pinch hits for Frank Biskin. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. Swift moves to third. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Swift scores. Gutteridge goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stevens. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Russ Christopher now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens bunts towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Criscola moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Blair reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Walesa is walked intentionally. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Lobbs scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Swift moves to second. It's 9-7, Athletics. Wally Judnick pinch hits for George Caster. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Roger Wolf now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a pop-up beyond short. Stevens can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Siebert scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 10-7, Athletics. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Walesa strikes out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuillan moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McQuillan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Ocker pinch runs for Bob Swift. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ocker moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuillan scores. Ocker moves to third. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Athletics. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. John Whitehead now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Clift scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-9, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.